This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 500 Palestinians were killed in a blast at a Gaza City hospital on Tuesday that Israeli and Palestinian officials blamed on each other and that ignited protests in the West Bank and around the Middle East. Health authorities in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip said that an Israeli airstrike caused the blast, while Israel's military attributed it to a failed rocket launch by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group. The blast was the bloodiest single incident in Gaza since Israel launched a bombing campaign to retaliate for an October 7th Hamas assault on southern Israeli communities. Tensions have been rising on the Lebanese-Israeli border since Israel began military action. Jacob Russell has this report from Beirut.
As Israel appears to be preparing for an invasion of the Gaza Strip, the Lebanese militant political group Hezbollah has said that this would provoke their entry into the war. The border between Israel and Lebanon has been tense for years, with Israeli defense forces and Hezbollah periodically exchanging fire. Until now, both sides have respected rules of engagement designed to avoid triggering a full-scale war. But already, in the first few days of the Israel-Hamas conflict, the violence along Lebanon's border with Israel has escalated considerably. Jacob Russell for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.
Jordan on Wednesday will host a four-party summit in Amman with U.S. President Joe Biden and Egyptian and Palestinian leaders to discuss the quote-unquote dangerous repercussions of the war in Gaza for the region, officials said. The discussions would focus on ways to halt, quote, the ongoing war in Gaza and ways to find a political horizon that would allow the revival of the peace process, an official statement said.